The Democratic Alliance in Ramacherimwela local municipality is fighting for urgent action from the ANC mayor and government, as it is revealed that the entire municipality of 19 wards with hundreds of thousands of residents has one pay-as-you-go cell phone and one single standby worker for its entire emergency service contact line after hours. The DA is deeply concerned by the recent communication breakdown within the municipality during the water and electricity infrastructure collapses in Ward 15 and 16. During these crises, members of council and affected communities were left without timely updates or clear channels of communication. The absence of a structured reporting system significantly undermines the municipality's ability to respond effectively to emergencies. The outdated and unreliable system hampers accountability and leaves the residents vulnerable during critical service disruption. It is unacceptable that in 2026, the municipality continues to operate without a robust, centralized reporting framework that ensures transparency, efficiency, and responsiveness. The recent adjustment budget passed by Ramacherimwela local municipality failed to prioritize these essential services. Despite repeated calls for investment to proper communication infrastructure and emergency response systems, the omission of such provision in the budget reflects a failure to address the realities faced by communities. Water and electricity are fundamental services, and the municipality has a duty to protect and maintain them. The DA calls on the leadership of Ramacherimwela local municipality to urgently revisit the budget allocation and establish a modern, reliable reporting system that empowers both councillors and residents. Without decisive action, public trust will continue to decline, and communities in Ward 15, 16, and surrounding areas will face ongoing hardship. I am Councillor Iman Sayed Suleiman for the Democratic Alliance, Ramacherimwela Local Municipality.